Good day, and welcome to Communion of Saints from stjeromeschapel.org. I'm your host, Micah Jackson. Today is March 20th, 2006, the Feast of Blessed Cuthbert. Do you ever wonder why some Christian leaders are called pastor? Of course, pastor means shepherd, and it's an important metaphor for the relationship between Jesus and the church, or a Christian leader and his or her people. But few have understood this metaphor more clearly than Blessed Cuthbert, the 7th century bishop of Lindisfarne. This is because, before he became a shepherd of Christ's flock, he occasionally tended sheep. Whether he was an actual shepherd, or part of an armed guard for the sheep, a role more suited to his social class, it's a bit fuzzy. But whatever the truth, it was while spending the night protecting the sheep that he had a vision of the heavens opening and a mighty host of angels descending to gather up a spirit of surpassing brightness. When he learned the next day that the very holy monk Aidan of Lindisfarne had died at that exact moment, he decided immediately to enter the monastery himself. Cuthbert's life thereafter was one of service to God's people. He would travel all over the countryside, preaching and teaching the people he found there about the truth of Christianity. And even after he became a bishop, he continued to live the simple life of a monk. The psalm appointed for today is number 23, that beautiful poem that describes the singer's relationship with God in very natural terms. You probably know much of it by heart. It begins, "The Lord is my shepherd." The image of the shepherd of the sheep who became a shepherd of people, it got me thinking. Is there anything about your work that is like your relationship with God or the church? Is there any way that you could understand even your daily grind as being a particular gift? Is your life of service or leadership in your family helping you to understand how to be a better servant of Christ's family? Is your service or leadership at work giving you skills you can use to lead the company of Christ's followers? Think and pray today about the life of Blessed Cuthbert, and see if it helps you as you grow in faith. Let us pray. Almighty God, you called Cuthbert from following the flock to be a shepherd of your people. Mercifully grant that as he sought in dangerous and remote places those who had erred and strayed from your ways, so we may seek the indifferent and the lost and lead them back to you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to Communion of Saints. Please join us tomorrow at stjeromeschapel.org for the Feast of Blessed Thomas Ken. I'm Micah Jackson. May God be with you.